This is De Bello Gallico, in Book 5, Chapter 42. All right, so start with repulsi. So, disappointed, thrust back, ab hacre, from this hope. So, literally, from this hope having been thrust back. So, we could also say, like, disappointed by this hope. Nervii, the nervii, singled, they surround. Hibernon, the winter camp. Walopede noem, with a rampart of 9 feet, et fossa pedum quindecim, and with a ditch or with a trench of 15 feet. So even though it doesn't have the depth and the height, it really is talking about they surround the winter camp with a rampart 9 feet high and with a ditch 15 feet in depth. Hike, these things, these methods, cognoerant, they had learned. Et ab nos, both from us, consuetudine, from the custom superiorum honorum of previous years, et docebantur, and they were being taught, ab eis, from them, from those, quos clam habebat, whom secretly they were holding, captivos, as captives, de exercitu, from our army. Sed nulla copia ferramentorum, but, and there's an ellipsis here, there was no supply of iron tools, quae esset idonea, which was suitable, ad hunc usum, for this purpose, videbantur, they were seen, to circumcidere, to cut the caspites gladiis, the sod with swords, and to exhaure, to dig out, the terram, the ground, manibus sagulisque, with their hands and with their military cloaks. They're digging with their hands and piling onto their cloaks and carrying it away. All right, so repeating that first part one more time. So disappointed by this hope, or in this hope, the Nervii surround the winter camp with a rampart 9 feet high and a ditch 15 feet in depth. They had learned these things from us, both by the custom of previous years, and were being taught by those men whom they secretly were holding as captives from our army. But they had, or there was, no supply of iron tools which was suitable for this purpose. And they were seen to dig out, to cut the sod with swords and to dig out the ground with their hands and military cloaks. Quidem, indeed, qua ex re, from this thing, multitudo, multitude, hominum of men, cognosci potuit, could be learned, could be recognized. So basically, from this thing, they could recognize that there was a large number of men. Minus oris tribus, in nom, four, in less than 3 hours. Perfecerunt munitionem, they completed a fortification. Milium pedum quindecim, a fortification 15,000 of feet, so approximately 3 miles, in circuitu, in circumference. Reliquis quae diebus, and in the remaining days, you've got to go all the way to the end and get the quae perunt. They began to parare at facere, to prepare and build turres, towers, ad altitudinem vali, to the height of the rampart, falces, testudinesque, grappling hooks and shields, or grappling hooks and sheds, mantelets, however you want to say it, quas idem captivi docuerant, which likewise the captives had taught them. Okay, so that last part again. And indeed, from this thing, a large number of men could be learned, for in less than 3 hours, they completed a fortification 3 miles in circumference. In the remaining days, they began to prepare and build towers to the height of the rampart, grappling hooks and sheds, which the captives had likewise taught them. So that is all of chapter 42. You've got to kind of ask yourself a couple questions about this. You know, what's so impressive about the building methods of the Nervii? Why did they have to use such makeshift devices? What does that fact imply about their level of civilization? That's interesting. How had the Nervii been able to improve their military methods? You know, and this is a lot of times, you know, people learn. Romans had learned from and adopted the military technology of many of their enemies. So this is kind of the Nervii doing that. And of course, military technology remains pretty important today. I think countries try to retain their technological advantages, but we can probably think of examples where they have lost technological secrets. And really that had an impact on the balance of power. So often actively engaging in war is often a threat to military secrecy and those monopolies on technology. I guess maybe the last question is kind of that line, you know, what about the Nervii's building methods imply that they had a very large group? Because that was interesting. How could he tell? All right, and so that's all of chapter 42.